Thank you for calling customer support. Customer support, my name is Sade. How may I assist you?
I'm looking at my bank account, my bank statement, and something was charged against my account to new products, and I'm wondering what it is.
Can you provide me with your zip code?
02038.
What is your name?
Lawson, last name Lawson, Lawson.
Connie.
Correct.
Can you verify your address?
46 Prospect Street in Franklin, Massachusetts.
Okay, so I do see where we sent out a free gift of a Wi-Fi booster for signing up with our Factory Direct Savings Store membership. And that membership fee is $56.95 a month.
Okay, well, I don't want whatever membership that is. And I may have gotten a booster, but I believe I answered some questions. I was, you know, did a survey. And they said you're eligible for a free gift. Hello? Hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay. And I clicked on the free gift, and it was not free. I think I was charged something for it. And now I've got this stuff coming through. You've got to take this off. And why was I charged for something that was supposedly free?
No, you wasn't charged for the Wi-Fi booster. That was a free gift for signing up with the membership. The membership fee is what you are being billed each month.
No, I was charged for the booster.
Yeah, shipping, which is $7.45.
Oh, okay. Shipping, seven. Okay, well, I don't want whatever this is. I want you to return my $56.95. And take me off of that membership list.
Give me 1 second to get it canceled. I can provide you with that cancellation number now.
Okay.
It's Sears and Charlie, 259-250.
259-250.
070.
Okay, hold on a minute. Okay, so 259-250.
070.
Okay. 250-070.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. This is not the first time this has happened where, you know, it says answer these questions and you'll get you know, a free gift, and then it ends up not being free. I'm not happy about that at all. Okay, so I had to pay. I was paying.
For that membership fee?
Shipping. Okay, so that will be returned?
What would be returned?
The $56.95 will be canceled.
We can issue a 35% refund.
No. I want $56.95.
The most I probably could get you is 50%.
I don't understand that.
And since the information was provided in the terms and conditions that the membership was included, we can issue a 50% refund.
No, I want 100% refund. May I talk with your supervisor?
My supervisor will advise you of the same information.
Well, I want a 100% refund. This was just a, you know, a...
Hello?
I never should have done. And now I don't want to pay the price of 20, whatever, 28 something. I want my $56.95 back.
Now, I understand what you're saying, but we can only issue 50% refund.
Well, issue it twice to me or something, but
can issue a refund on that most recent transaction.
Okay, where are your corporate offices?
You want to email the company? I can give you that email.
Okay.
So it'll be support at try.direct.
Wait a minute. Try direct?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Discount product.
Okay. .com. Okay, let me read that back to you. Email support at TryDirect. That's TRY.
Yes, ma'am.
Try Direct Discount Products .com.
Yes.
I have my cancellation number, and all these numbers that show up on my bank statement after it says new products, then the 855 is the 855-4730. Do I have an order number or something here that I need to tell them about?
What was the question about the number?
Well, how do I identify the product that I want to cancel and get my $57 back? How do I identify that when I email support at Try Direct Discount?
The cancellation number that I just provided with you, ma'am, just provide them with that, because that's your order number. Just take the C off of it.
Okay. Okay, so the order number is the 259, and the cancellation number is the C. Okay, so I should see that canceled, and we'll email that I want the entire amount returned.
Okay. Well, I just want to thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.